If monogamy feels like a sacrifice, then you're not with the right person. Alias, Rachel. Occupation, consultant. Year of birth, 1949. Current marriage status, married. Do you have any children? Yes, two. Ages 32 and 35. Where you grew up? Massachusetts. Where you live? Pennsylvania. Year of marriage, 1967-1992. How long you dated before you were married? 2 years, 4 years. Year of divorce, 1991. You've been happily married to your second husband for 20 years now. What did you learn about romance from your divorce? I once got my current husband a card. On the outside, it said, "You spoil me." And on the inside, it said, "I like that in a person." I think romance has to do with spoiling each other, cherishing them, and making them feel special. It doesn't take a lot of flowers and diamonds to do that. It's much more about attitude. But more than anything else, I think a healthy marriage demands respect. Is it dangerous to believe in fairy tales? Yes, I do think there is a danger in being too romantic and believing in fairy tales. A perfect example is my sister-in-law, who so passionately believes in love that she's been married 4 times. Can anybody ever really complete anybody else? In The Prophet, Khalil Gibran talks about marriage and says, "Let there be spaces in your togetherness." I know that for me, those spaces are often where I find my sense of self. How do you cultivate that separateness without drifting too far apart? I think in a healthy marriage, the couple is a third party in the relationship. Each person needs to keep their own self alive and nurtured in order for the couple to survive. That was what I missed in my first marriage, loving and knowing myself. I did not feel completed. I felt